are Locked On Eagles, your daily Philadelphia Eagles podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey, everybody. Welcome into another edition of the Locked On Eagles podcast, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia Eagles, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Episode one this week of five, downloaded into your phone when you subscribe to Locked On Eagles on any podcast platform, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Radio.com, you name it. We are available on all platforms, and we're always talking birds on Twitter after the show as well, at Locked On Birds. My Twitter is at DiBiase, L-O-E. Louis DiBiase joining you, riding solo today. This is the first edition, and I'm really excited about this. I think it's the most popular podcast we've been doing for the last 3 years together, doing LOE. I'm really excited to kick off the first episode of Mock Draft Monday right here on Locked On Eagles. And we're doing this across the Locked On Podcast Network, so it's not just for us. If you want to see what the other teams in front of the Eagles are doing, like if you're nervous that another team could take Devonta Smith or Ja'Marr Chase from Philly, go check out Locked On Jaguars. Go check out Locked On Bengals, Locked On Dolphins, right? The Dolphins and Bengals are two teams that I think have a real chance of stealing one of those receivers away from the Eagles. Or if you want to take a quarterback, right? Zach Wilson, Justin Fields, go check out Locked On Jets and see what they're thinking between Sam Darnold and potentially a quarterback with that second overall draft pick. You can find our podcast, any other Locked On podcast, on any podcast platform. So today is Mock Draft Monday, episode one. For those of you that are new to the show, Mock Draft Monday, we've been doing this now for 3 years where we use the Draft Network's Mock Draft machine, and we do a 7-round Eagles mock draft. So segment one, we're going to do rounds one and two. Segment two, we're going to do rounds three through five. And then in segment three, we'll do rounds six and seven. So this is really exciting. It's a big draft for the Eagles. I mean, every draft is huge, but the Eagles normally don't have a top 10 pick. And this year, they have the sixth overall draft pick. It's the third time in only the last 21 years that the Eagles have a top 10 pick. And again, using context here, it's really only the second time that it's been that way because they were a terrible team the season before. Remember in 2016, they had the second overall pick, but it's because they jumped up from pick 13 to pick 8 with that trade between the Eagles and the Miami Dolphins, where they sent Miami Byron Maxwell and Kiko Alonso, and somehow that helped them move up 5 spots up the draft board. That still doesn't make any sense to me why Miami did that, but whatever they did. And then the Eagles moved up from pick 8 to pick 2 to grab Carson Wentz. Still hurts to say that name right now, by the way. Carson Wentz not expected to be traded today or tomorrow, according to Mike Garofalo of NFL Network. It's still going to happen. That shoe is going to drop, but we do have time to do Mock Draft Monday today because Carson is not expected to be traded within the next few days. If you do, by the way, if you want to get into all the Wentz talk, because he is set to be traded according to Adam Schefter, Chris Mortensen, basically every reporter nationally and locally have this story now. I did an entire podcast on that on Saturday, so you can go check that out. But again, this is a huge draft in that way too, because who knows, if you don't believe in Jalen Hurts and you want to pick a quarterback, this is a huge year for that. You pick number six. Do you think Zach Wilson might be there? Will Justin Fields be there? Are you comfortable with Trey Lance? Would you want to move up the draft board? It's a crucial, crucial draft for the Birds, not only because of quarterback, not only because they have a top 10 pick for the third time in 21 years, but because they have a lot of needs, and this is a real rebuild now, ladies and gentlemen. This isn't just a retooling of the roster like they've been doing the past couple years. This is a rebuild. They need wide receiver help. They need cornerback help. They need safety help. They need linebacker help. This team has needs, and they have a lot of them. So I'm going to put my Howie Roseman mask on today, although not really happy with him right now. Don't think he should be the GM anymore, but I'm going to put on my GM cap. Let's say that instead of Howie Roseman. I'm going to try to do a better job than Howie with a 7-round Eagles mock draft. The Eagles right now currently have 9 picks to work with this year. So they've got draft picks and they need to hit on them because the cap is tight and they need to hit on future contributors that are on cheap 4-year rookie contracts. That is how this team needs to build for the next couple years. So let's kick it off, ladies and gentlemen. Let's do rounds one and two right here on Mock Draft Monday on Locked On Eagles. So the board fell actually in a pretty favorable way. Not if you wanted a quarterback. Zach Wilson went second overall after Trevor Lawrence went to the Jaguars. Wilson went to the Jets. And then the Falcons actually took Justin Fields, despite having Matt Ryan, with that fourth overall pick. So there's a lot of uncertainty right now at quarterback with the Eagles. I want to see what kind of picks they can get back in a Wentz trade that could help with a quarterback trade up. If this is the way the board fell, they would have to move up. All three guys I want went early, so I'm going to wait for the quarterback mock draft until after the trade. Also, out of respect for my boy Carson, I'm going to wait on that front. And yeah, so the board just didn't fall the right way at quarterback, but if we're talking about building around Jalen Hurts, if the Eagles are going to give Jalen Hurts a real chance at being the franchise quarterback in 2021 and beyond, this board fell pretty well. So obviously, I think Ja'Marr Chase is the true wide receiver one of this draft class. He went early to the Miami Dolphins, who passed on Devonta Smith. They could have paired up Tua and his old guy, Devonta Smith, but they chose to take the LSU receiver instead in Ja'Marr Chase. Devonta Smith, though, the Alabama receiver, the Heisman winner, did fall here at pick six, and it really wasn't hard at that point. You can consider maybe Patrick Surtain, the Alabama cornerback, to pair up with Darius Slay. Maybe you like Jaylen Waddle better at receiver, the fellow Alabama wide receiver, but I went with Devonta Smith to pair up here for Jalen Hurts to reunite that tandem that used to be a connection back in the Alabama days of Jalen Hurts about 2-3 years ago. So that, you know, it's hard to do much better than taking Devonta Smith and helping Jalen Hurts in that way. If you're going to make Hurts the guy, you've got to give him every chance to win the job, to earn that job. You've got to build around him better than you did Carson Wentz, because we all know they failed Carson Wentz. They failed. They didn't not try, but they failed to execute in building around Carson Wentz over these last 5 years. And Devonta Smith, it's, again, it's hard to do better than him. This is the Slim Reaper 2.0. I mean, he's built different, right? He's pretty skinny. He chose not to weigh in during the Senior Bowl. Not the biggest guy in the world, but this is just a good wide receiver, an elite route runner, elite hands, short area explosiveness is off the charts, and he's got crazy length. He's just, again, I call him the Slim Reaper 2.0 because he's kind of built like, to make an NBA reference. Obviously, he's not 7 feet tall, but Devonta Smith, when it comes to like the skinny arms, but also the crazy like 7'3 wingspan, I'm being dramatic there, but that crazy length, but also skinny profile reminds me a lot of Kevin Durant. So that's why I'm calling him the Slim Reaper. So just an all-around playmaker. The Eagles need a wide receiver, and I just want them to pick the best receiver now. Don't go for the fastest guy like last year. Don't go for the tallest. Just get the best wide receiver. The Eagles just need production now at that position. Last year, I was all in on the deep threat. I was enamored with bringing in speed to this offense. So was the organization. It's why they brought in Marquise Goodwin. It's why they drafted Jalen Reagor, Quez Watkins, John Hightower. It's why they brought back DeSean Jackson. This year, just get us a good receiver. It's too easy. Don't mess this one up. And Howie Roseman has messed up receiver a lot throughout his career as GM. They're historically bad at drafting receiver under Howie Roseman. There's some, oh my gosh, just some incredibly bad mistakes. Number one, let's go to taking Jordan Matthews over Devontae Adams. How about 2019, taking J.J. Arcega-Whiteside over D.K. Metcalf? Last year, taking Jalen Reagor over not only Justin Jefferson, but I think Brandon Ayuk as well, and LaVisca Chenault. I would even rather have KJ Hamler right now. So the Eagles have been historically bad at drafting receiver under Howie Roseman. They've got to get this one right, and I think that is in the form of Devontae Smith of Alabama. Let's go to round two here. Pick 38 overall. I'm over the moon that this guy fell. I'm a little biased because his dad is an Eagles legend, aka Mr. Pick Six. I'm wearing his jersey right now. I was trying to will this into existence. The way the board was falling, Asante Samuel Jr., the cornerback out of Florida State, he could go anywhere from pick 20 to pick 40. The Eagles had the 38th overall pick, so I was sweating this one out that Asante would fall down the board into the Eagles' lap. But he did, and I'm pumped that he fell. You can't do much better than Devonta Smith with your first pick and then Asante Samuel Jr. with your second. Crack out those number 22 jerseys. The Eagles need a cornerback too, really, really bad. opposite Darius Slay. Avante Maddox did not get the job done last year. You gave up on Rasul Douglas. You gave up on Sidney Jones. Nickell Robey-Coleman was a disaster last year. So yeah, you have your true CB1 in Darius Slay, but you need a lot of help on the other side. And again, who knows Darius Slay's future as well? He's 30 years old at this point, so he's on the opposite end of his prime. I think he's still in his prime, but he's closer to the end of that prime than the beginning. And so this team is starved for secondary help right now. Why not take a former Eagle Legends kid? It worked out for the Buccaneers taking Antoine Winfield Jr. I feel old that I can't believe I'm talking about Asante's kid and doing a pick here where he is coming to the Eagles, but that's the case. And I like him a lot. He's a smaller cornerback, but he's got that aggressiveness. He's got quick hips, great vision, footwork, speed. He can be an outside cornerback despite his size. And unlike his dad, he welcomes contact. He loves to hit. He really does have a nose for tackling, setting the edge, helping out in the run game. That's a strength of Asante Samuel Jr. Turnovers, right? His dad was one of the best ball hawks to ever do it. Maybe the best outside of Deion Sanders when it comes to just instincts for interceptions. I mean, how many years did that guy have 8+ interceptions? It was consistent throughout his entire career. Asante Samuel Jr., he could work on that. I think ball skills is something he needs to work on for sure. So you can hope he develops that part of his game. He can learn from the greatest to maybe ever do it, because this team is starved of turnovers. So let's hope that Asante Jr. can figure that part out of his game. But I'm loving the first two picks of this first mock draft Monday. Alabama wide receiver Devontae Smith at 6th overall in round 1, and Asante Samuel Jr., the cornerback out of Florida State, with the 38th overall pick in round 2. Segment 2 coming up here, rounds 3 through 5. On the first edition of Mock Draft Monday, a 2021 edition of Locked On Eagles. Guys, today's show is sponsored by BetOnline.ag. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football might be over, but the NBA is still going. College basketball and the NHL, they're all in full swing. BetOnline even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. So like The Bachelor, I watch The Bachelor low-key. If you're a Bachelor person, you can bet on that as well. Real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today with the promo code LOCKEDON, LOCKEDON, and you're going to receive your 50% off welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. All right, Eagles fans, welcome back into this Mock Draft Monday edition of Locked On Eagles. It's the first Mock Draft Monday of the offseason. We're going to do this now until the start of the 2021 NFL Draft in April, every Monday. So again, be sure to subscribe to LOE on any podcast platform. So to recap the first two picks of this first Mock Draft, I took Alabama wide receiver Devontae Smith with my first pick in the first round, 6th overall. And then in the second round, I took Asante Samuel Jr., the cornerback out of Florida State, with the 38th overall draft pick. So I get Jalen Hurts, a true wide receiver 1. I get Asante Samuel Jr. to go opposite Darius Slay. The Eagles need wide receiver help and cornerback help really bad. That's two key areas of this team that they need to work on. And so we do that with these first two picks. All right, the Eagles have a third-round pick now that's 70th overall. I went with University of North Carolina linebacker Chaz Surratt. The Eagles need, look, it's not just cornerback, it's not just safety. The Eagles need second and third level help on defense really bad. They have one of the best defensive lines in football, second in sacks in 2020, but that's really all they have, and Darius Slay on defense. Linebacker, they need help. But I think this is realistic, where they take another guy in like the third round. The Eagles do not take linebackers high. They don't spend a lot of money in the position. You've seen that the entire existence of this franchise. And so you have a okay young trio right now of Alex Singleton, TJ Edwards. We'll see what you have in Davian Taylor's second year of developing, last year's third round pick out of Colorado. I think you got to add another piece though to that puzzle. And I like Chaz Surratt from UNC. This is a first team all ACC selection and a runner up for ACC defensive player of the year. And what's cool about him, what's interesting, is he actually switched positions in college. He's a former quarterback. So you can tell on the film that he's a bit raw because of that, that he is a former quarterback. But I like that. He's got, number one, all the athletic gifts to be an every down linebacker. But I like having a former quarterback at linebacker. You know he's good at reading an offense and a defense. You know he's good at getting his unit set, right? He's going to have command of the huddle. I like that in the linebacker position. That's crucial for the linebacker position, right? To communicate with that unit, to kind of be the leader, the quarterback of the defense. And if Chaz Surratt can do that, that's awesome, because he himself is a former quarterback. So you add Chaz Surratt with Alex Singleton, with Davian Taylor and TJ Edwards. I don't know if that'll get the job done in 2021 at the position. Maybe they pay somebody like Matt Milano in free agency from the Buffalo Bills, but I think this is realistic at linebacker for what the Eagles are going to try to do. I think a third round pick again is very realistic for how they try to address the position this offseason. So Chaz Surratt out of UNC is my third pick in round three, pick 70th overall. Let's move now to round five, where the Eagles have two picks, 149 overall and 153. With pick 149, I continue to prioritize that second and third level of the defense, right? We went Asante Samuel Jr. in the second round. We went with Chaz Surratt in the third round. With the fifth round pick here at pick 149, I went with Missouri safety Joshua Bledsoe. Great athletic profile, rangy, explosive, great man coverage ability against slot receivers. The Eagles can use help, by the way, in the slot with the uncertain future of Avante Maddox. Hopefully they're going to move on from Nickell Roby-Coleman. Craven LeBlanc is a free agent this year. Not sure if they're going to bring him back for 2021. So they can use help inside, and that's really where Bledsoe was used mainly at Mizzou. The defense is going to, it's going to be interesting with Gannon now as the defensive coordinator. The defense is going to play a lot more too high, you know, cover two safeties up top, which I love. You guys have heard me beg for cover two for the last, 5 years? I mean, 3 years on the podcast, 5 years on Twitter with Jim Schwartz being the defensive coordinator, mostly playing cover one, cover three, cover zero, putting his cornerbacks on an island. It's going to be a lot more cover two under Gannon. And so Bledsoe, he hasn't really done a lot of that at Missouri, but he can develop that. He has the athletic profile to do that. So maybe while he develops that side of his game, you have Roddy McLeod as a high safety and Kayvon Wallace as well. While Bledsoe maybe is that third safety that, you know, roams the line of scrimmage, maybe the role of Jalen Mills. I'm not saying you're going to make your third safety the fifth round pick here in Joshua Bledsoe. You might sign another guy. You might bring back Jalen Mills, invest in Graylin Arnold again in year number two. But if they, let's say they move on from Jalen Mills, if they move on from Mills, I could see a guy like Bledsoe being that third or fourth safety that they use in packages, nickel packages, covering slot receivers inside. So Joshua Bledsoe, and just in general, even if he's not like a starter or somebody that has a role in 2021, the Eagles need to continue to take players in the secondary at corner, but also safety, because you look at safety, the future of it is very up in the air. Roddy McLeod's coming off a second ligament tear in his legs in 2 years, and so he only has 1 year on his contract anyway, and he's an older player. Jalen Mills is a free agent right now. Who knows what you have in Kayvon Wallace? Like, he is your, right now, that only key future piece at the position. So bringing in another safety is crucial in free agency and probably the draft. But I think right now you need linebacker a little bit more. And again, I couldn't pass up Asante in the second round. All right, with that second fifth round pick at 153, look, I kind of ignored running back in last year's draft because the Eagles had Miles Sanders, and he showed in 2019 and in 2020 that he's your workhorse every down running back. I had pounded the table for that on this podcast for years, right? You guys know I wanted that three down, every down running back, that weapon that they haven't had since LeSean McCoy. They gave that to us in Miles Sanders. So last year, I kind of ignored the position in the draft. I didn't really care about it all that much. I'll tell you what, though, this year, it's the first year that I have a running back crush, a prospect crush, since Josh Jacobs, Darwin Thompson, and Bruce Anderson in 2019, right? Josh Jacobs of Alabama, Darwin Thompson of Utah State, and Bruce Anderson of North Dakota State. This year, I have another one, and I'm going to take him here with the fifth round pick at 153. It's Mississippi State running back Kylan Hill. The Eagles are going to run the ball more this year, and I think Nick Sirianni, the new head coach, gets the most out of his running backs. You saw the job that he did the past couple years with Nyheim Himes and last year with rookie Jonathan Taylor. Miles Sanders, yeah, he's still going to be the bell cow, but I'd like an RB2 that isn't Boston Scott or an RB3 that isn't Corey Clement. I want a versatile, explosive running back still behind Sanders, but I want a more well-rounded one that you can trust to run the football more. And that isn't Boston Scott. Kylan Hill is that guy. He reminds me a lot, honestly, and this is maybe why I'm crushing on him right now as a prospect. He reminds me of a lot of Josh Jacobs, the way he runs, that violent physical running style. But he's got that breakaway speed and that ability to win in space that Josh Jacobs does as well. Somebody tell Vegas that, by the way, though, because they never use Josh Jacobs in that way. Alabama did all the time. Whatever. That's the fantasy guy in me right now who's keeping Josh Jacobs talking, but I digress. Kylan Hill reminds me a lot of Jacobs, where, again, he has that violent physical style in between the A-gap and the B-gap, but he's got breakaway speed, and he can really cut quick and change angles fast. And one time in a game last year with Mike Leach, the dude caught 15 passes. So he has that versatile track record, and I think Kylan Hill would be that perfect RB2 next to Miles Sanders. And you can find those guys in the fifth round. Look what the Jaguars did last year. Just another example with James Robinson. You can find running backs day three to produce. Kylan Hill is that guy, I think, at Mississippi State. Again, my first running back crush in a year since Josh Jacobs, Darwin Thompson, and Bruce Anderson. This is my guy, and I'm going to push the table for him right now in Mock Draft Monday. All right, let's take another break right here on Mock Draft Monday. We'll come back with three more picks. The Eagles have three more picks on day three: round six, pick 187, round six, pick 221, and round seven, pick 230. Guys, today's show is sponsored by Built Bar. It's the best tasting protein bar ever. 18 amazing flavors. You got six new ones: caramel brownie, cookies and cream, cherry barcia, lemon almond cheesecake, carrot cake, and apple almond crisp. It's an everyday go-to snack. It's an alternative to that bag of chips, that candy bar, because the Built Bar tastes just like a candy bar, and it's covered in 100% chocolate, and it's soft and easy to chew. It's great for the health-conscious guy. Lose or maintain weight while indulging in a delicious treat. 19 grams of protein, 180 calories in every bar. Go to BuiltBar.com right now and use the promo code LOCKEDON, and you're going to get 20% off your next order. That's promo code LOCKEDON, LOCKEDON, for 20% off at BuiltBar.com. All right, welcome back into segment three of this first edition of Mock Draft Monday right here on the Locked On Eagles podcast. So to recap what I've done so far, I'm pretty happy with the job I did in this first mock draft. With the sixth overall pick, I took Alabama wide receiver Devonta Smith. In the second round at pick 38, I took Florida State cornerback Asante Samuel Jr. And round three, pick 70 overall, I took UNC linebacker Chaz Surratt. Round five, pick 149, I took Missouri safety Joshua Bledsoe. And then round five, pick 153, I took Mississippi State running back Kylan Hill to be that new RB2 behind Miles Sanders. So we got three more picks here. Let's see what Howie Roseman can do. Let's see if he can take advantage again with these late round picks. That's one thing he does really well, is find talent in the late rounds of the draft, undrafted free agency as well. So they've got three picks here to try that again. Here's what I did. At round six, pick 187, I went with Buffalo defensive end Malcolm Kuntz. The Eagles, they need mostly help at receiver, cornerback, safety, linebacker, right? The second and third level of the defense, quarterback maybe you could say, and receiver on offense. But at the same time, this team always invests in offensive linemen and defensive linemen. Every year they're going to do that. That is their philosophy. That's their backbone of what they believe in. And it's been that way since the Andy Reid era, starting in the beginning of the 2000s. And so they're going to take prospects on the defensive line and the offensive line in every draft. And so they take a pass rusher here, Malcolm Kuntz, to maybe be that DE4 behind Brandon Graham, Josh Sweat, Derek Barnett. I actually am a producer for the University of Buffalo's radio affiliate. And Kuntz, let me tell you, he can get to the quarterback. He's got great bend, violent hand attacks, really good athletic profile. He had 8 sacks in 2019, the last full season at UB. And then last year, actually, in just 6 games, Kuntz had 5 sacks. So add another pass rusher to the defensive line. You're going to lose Malik Jackson this year. They're probably going to cut him. And so you're going to go with two defensive tackles and the consistent rotation, right? Fletcher Cox, Javon Hargrave. Brandon Graham's older, right? He's every year he's getting older. He's pushing into those 30s. Josh Sweat, breakout year in 2020. I think he's going to continue to be that top pass rusher on the edge opposite Brandon Graham. But who knows what Derek Barnett's future as well is. He is a free agent coming up. If they, well, we'll see what they do. I mean, they picked up his fifth year option. We'll see if they try to extend him or what they do with Barnett. His future's up in the air as well. So they're going to try to add another pass rusher. I like Malcolm Kuntz here from Buffalo. Round six, pick 221. I went with an offensive lineman in Jalen Moore out of Western Michigan. He is a tackle. Another project for Jeff Stoutland to work on while Jordan Mailata and Andre Dillard battle it out for that left tackle spot this year. Moore has all the tools. Got to work on that motor, though. He's another raw project that Stoutland can try to mold into what he wants, kind of like he did with Jordan Mailata. So bring in another offensive lineman and a defensive lineman here with Malcolm Kuntz from UB, the defensive end, and Western Michigan offensive tackle Jalen Moore. And then I wrapped up this mock draft in round 7 at pick 230 and the other pick at 256 with Michigan defensive tackle Carlo Kemp and Cal cornerback Cameron Bynum. All right, that's going to do it. Those are the 9 picks for Mock Draft Monday. Episode 1, Devontae Smith, Alabama wide receiver in the first round, Asante Samuel Jr. in the second round, the cornerback out of Florida State, Chaz Surratt, the UNC linebacker in round 3, round 5, Missouri safety Joshua Bledsoe, and Mississippi State running back Kylan Hill. And then I wrapped up the mock draft with 4 picks here: Buffalo defensive end Malcolm Kuntz, Western Michigan offensive tackle Jalen Moore, and then Michigan defensive tackle Carlo Kemp, and Cal cornerback Cameron Bynum. Hope you enjoyed this edition of Mock Draft Monday. Gino will join me for episode 2 next week. So again, be sure to subscribe to the podcast on any platform: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Radio.com, you name it. We are available, and we'll be back tomorrow as well for another edition of your daily Philadelphia Eagles podcast, Locked on Eagles. Follow us on Twitter as well. Always talking birds after the show. Let's hear what you think of the mock draft at Lockdown Birds, at DiBiase, L-O-E. Louis DiBiase signing off. As always, thank you for downloading. Thank you for listening. And let's go, Birds.